Hello, this is Anatsuno, and it's a talk back for Oral Phonics episode on GarageBand. Here I am trying to use GarageBand again. I tried a few times when I got a Mac, and then I was really scared of it. It seemed like a big engine machine that could do many powerful things, but that I didn't understand how to use. So I went away, and now I watched Lunchy's Basics 101 YouTube video that you linked after the last episode, and it was really useful and friendly. And I mean, I love Lunchy. Everything she does is great, but it was really sort of eye-opening for me and interesting. So here I am giving it a try again. I wanted to say a few things apart from that, which is that I'm trying GarageBand again, as it, you know. In case you wanted to, in case it makes you feel good about making a GarageBand episode, I guess is what I mean. One of the things I wanted to say is that as a former Audacity user, I don't use it anymore, and I'll come back to that. I am often annoyed when one of the issues that people seem to have is this problem of if you stop the recording and start again, it will give you a new recording on another track, and it will get really unwieldy and whatever. I understand that it is a problem. I'm not saying it's not unwieldy, but it always seemed to me like the piece missing when people say that is that either they don't know or they don't take the time to say that what you do if you want to pause and start again is you pause and start again instead of stopping and starting again. If you pause and start again, if my memory is correct, you resume the recording in the same place that you were and in the same track that you were. And so that's how you solve that problem. And I understand that it might be annoying that you have to do it like this and not like that for it to be, you know, not unwieldy. But I'm really annoyed even more now that I'm using GarageBand again. And I just watched a tutorial where Lunchy explained that if you want to pause the recording and start up again, you don't use stop, because if you use stop, the scrubber will continue going and the timeline will sort of expand without any recording happening. So if you want to stop the recording and start again, what you do is you use pause instead of stop. I was like, aha, this is exactly the same thing. I mean, not for the same reasons, but it's exactly the same sort of, there's an issue with stop, so you use pause. Is, you know, same problem, same solution in both programs. So I guess I don't really understand why that is a thing that is sort of brought up again and again against Audacity when, you know, GarageBand has the same issue. Anyway, I'm babbling and I don't really care that much. Except the other thing that I wanted to say is that when we talk of these things, we sort of oppose GarageBand and Audacity, or sort of mention GarageBand and Audacity as like the two things that exist. But obviously, other things exist, right? And if you look at Podfig tutorials for new Podfiggers, very often they explain you can record with this, you can record with that, and then you can edit with this, you can edit with that. There's not only two software, you know, available for editing audio. So I'm on a Mac, which is why I have GarageBand. And because I was afraid of GarageBand, I went in search for something else and I installed Audacity, which exists for the Mac, and I've used it a little bit. And I had a long practice with Audacity because I recorded for a long time on Windows computer with Audacity. But I found Sound Studio, which is a paid software. That's one of the problems, I guess, is that you have to pay for it. But it's well worth the price to me. It's kind of closer to Audacity in interface than to GarageBand. So it doesn't have that sort of huge engine, hugely powerful machine feeling and interface that scared me off GarageBand in the first place. And I find it prettier to look at and easier to use than Audacity. So that was pleasing to me. And it's my faithful, you know, software companion for all my Podfig recording and editing needs. So I wanted to mention it as a recommendation for Mac users, and also because I wanted to remind people that even though there are like two big players in this editing world, for us as Podfiggers that we mention over and over again, there are more solutions out there. And if you don't like any of what you've been told about and what you've heard about when you start, just have a look around and try some software. There's plenty of it available. Some of it is free, some of it is open source, some of it is not, and some you'll have to pay for. And maybe you'll find an interface that works with the way your brain works. Like, you know, like you were saying in the episode, some people just think GarageBand is so intuitive for them, it's perfect. Some people feel like that about Audacity. I feel like that about Sound Studio. And so that's it. Many other people might enjoy that software or enjoy looking around and perhaps one day finding something that suits them better than what they have. Anyway, that was it for me. Thank you for your episode and thank you for the podcast in general. I love Oral Phonic. I'm having a lot of fun listening. And I might prepare a talkback before next episode, which will not be a talkback. I guess it will be a talk for or something, because next episode's topic really interests me as well. And I wish you lots of luck and joy in Potvik. Talk to you later. Bye.